Okay, part two of trying to work on our tefillah, the top 10 tips for increasing our kavanah in tefillah. As we mentioned last week, the main part of davening is not the words we say, but rather the kavanah that we have when we daven. It's the heart that we have behind the tefillah. As the Chos of Allah says, a person who davens without kavanah, it's like a body without a soul. It's like a fruit that you only have the klipa, you only have the shell, you only have the peel without the actual fruit. That's what tefillah is. Yeah. So I hope we are slowly being inspired to work on our tefillah, to have more kavanah. And we suggested three tips last week. We'll review them and let's move on to the next seven. Number one, and that is believe in the power of tefillah. You see, if you really believe that every single morning you're actually encountering an individual or a being who's actually able to change the world for you for the better, then it would be much more excited to jump up in the morning to go and daven, even if we're very tired. We'd be very excited for a doctor, a lawyer, a businessman to leave our office for 15 minutes to daven mincha, because we need that. We're talking to somebody who can actually change our world. And same thing, Mark, you come home after a long day, you're very, very tired. You have to go back out to daven Maariv. You'd be excited to do that. Might be tired, but to talk to the king of the world. So the first tip is to believe in the power of tefillah. To recognize that davening is real. Davening has a real effect on the world, has a real effect on ourselves. That's point number one. Point number two, and that doesn't take 1 second or 1 day. You have to really work on that. The emunah in tefillah, belief in tefillah. How do you do that? You learn about it. Okay, number two, don't look around. This is very, very practical. I don't know if anyone here has tried it yet. But try it today at Mincha for 10 minutes, 15 minutes of davening. Do not look around. Either daven towards the front of a room, or if not, keep your head in your sitter or close your eyes. And you hear somebody come in, you hear someone, you know, ruffling some papers, don't look around. Focus on your tefillah, focus on yourself, no distractions.
Do you use your talus to cover your head like this, so you actually can't even turn anything if you wanted to?
I do carve my head in tefillah, but that doesn't obviously apply to mincha maariv. Even mincha maariv, you have to do that as well. So tip number two is don't look around. Okay, tip number three is use your imagination. This is actually brought down in halacha that a person is supposed to imagine as if he's standing in a kosher kadashim, standing in the base of mikdash. If you don't know what that looks like, go look at a picture book and try to think about what it looks like to stand in front of it. And therefore, before you show an essay, you close your eyes, you pause, and you move yourself in your mind to a different location. If it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, great. If it's in front of the Kotel, great. If it's back home, if it's in school, if it's in yeshiva, wherever it is, any place where you feel inspired to feel Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring yourself to a new location. Or, as we suggested at the end, bring Hashem to you. You don't always have to travel. You say, why do we have to go to Makom Kadosh? We have to go to Kever Rachel, Meiron, different Kever, Kotel. It's good to go there. Those are holy places. But guess what? Your shul, wherever you are in the world, is also holy. Also, wherever you are is holy. So you bring Kadosh Baruch Hu, you close your eyes, and you imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to me, to stand in front of me, so I can daven to him. Tip number three. Okay, tip number four, and this is most basic. And that is, learn about tefillah. Okay? Learn about tefillah. And as I've said to you, probably in person, teach you who's mentioned to me, almost all of you have mentioned to me, a struggle in davening, which is totally normal. I struggle myself in davening. And that is, you have two tracks. The first track is, you got to daven. Why do you have to daven? Because you're a Jew and you daven. But at the same time, while you're davening, even if you don't fully believe it, even if you fully don't understand it, but at the same time, you got to learn it. Got to learn about tefillah. So whether it's listening to a shiur about tefillah, whether it's reading a book about tefillah, whether it's just taking your sitter and starting to read the English words. Right, there are two ways to learn about tefillah. And this breaks into two ones. Okay? 4A would be ideas about tefillah in general. Okay? Truthfully, you know, Gabi, so you take good notes there. What we've discussed up to this point about tefillah, different ideas about the power of tefillah, why we daven, how can we change Hashem's mind. And those ideas are ideas, well, actually, I'll say what I'm about to say in a second. Okay, that's ideas about tefillah. But 4B is what we call Hairush Hamilin. You gotta know what you're saying. Explanation of what you're saying. So you open up a sitter and you start reading the words in English and trying to understand what you're saying. Or there are other books. Rabbi Schwab was a famous rabbi. He has a great translation on the sitter, not just a translation. He'll break up each line and give you a whole paragraph about what that line means, where the tefillah comes from.
Also, the figure mount sitter is so good.
Also, the figure mount sitter, exactly. You have that also, or figure mount, whatever you call it.
Oh, Rabbi Azra Bullock recommended those
paragraphs. Another
love is so much,
man. Another suggestion?
He says the ones that finishes on one side and the other side, that's not good. Exactly. So he said the interlinear ones are also not good because you have to read backwards and forward at once.
Oh, that's
it's on both sides, right. Each three words. Matsuda, what's it called? Matsuda or yours is different?
It's a Sephardi one.
But for Ashkenazi, it's called Matsuda sitter. If you want to get by the Matsuda.
This is the Karin sitter.
What else? It's Karin sitter also? Fine.
Look,
right. Right. Right.
Also you going to put my slave name inside of this?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Now, I want to share with you the Gemara I reviewed over Shabbos. Just happened to have reviewed over Shabbos. And that is Gemara on Brachos.
Wait, Rabbi, whatever you do your Chazara, do you also do an Amud at a time?
Amud, yeah. That's Amud to Brachos. So Brachos, Amud, 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 says, four things. Four things need Chizuk. A bunch of long time. Four things need Chizuk. Constant Chizuk, I'll say. Four new things need constant chizuk. You know what they are? One is Torah, one is Ma'asim Tovim, or we call Midos. Okay? One is Derech Eretz. That's funny. What's the difference between Derech Eretz and Ma'asim Tovim? So Rashi there actually says, you know what Derech Eretz means? It means your job. You're constantly being improving on your job. And the fourth one is, not the right order in the Gemara, but the fourth one is Tefillah. Okay? Now what this Gemara means is, you know, any Rebbe, when he gets up for a Musar Shmooz, so he wants to give a Musar Shmooz. So as a Rebbe, you gotta think, you know, what should I talk about? Or give me like a guest shiur or something. You gotta think like, what should I talk about, right? What's something new I could bring to the table? I don't wanna share something that everyone else shares. But you know what? Based on this Gemara, you can always share Chizuk in these four areas. Because the Gemara tells us, a rule. These things need constant chizuk. Why they need constant chizuk? Because it's very easy for us to lose inspiration.
So what's the Ma'asim
Tovim? I'll tell you in a second, okay? We have Torah. Obviously inspiring ourselves to love Torah, to remember Torah, to do Chazara on Torah, to learn Torah. Constant chizuk. Constant. Every day. Every week. You inspire yourself again. And even if you're in yeshiva. Why Torah learning is important. Over and over again. Okay? Ma'asim Tovim. This is probably the area of Midos. Of character traits. Working on yourself. According to Rashi, Derech Eretz means a job. So that's Rashi's probably there are other Pshatim also. Rashi means a job. It means if you're a lawyer, work on your lawyer skills. It means if you're a doctor, work on your doctor skills. Constantly make sure you are an expert in your field. That's what the Gemara is telling us. And the Gemara also says Tefillah, which means that as inspired as you might be in a certain moment for Tefillah, next week, you'll probably lose that inspiration. And therefore, tefillah needs constant chizuk. Tefillah needs constant chizuk. So I'm happy that we're discussing, we spent like a week or so, 2 weeks really discussing tefillah. Even though we're going to finish today or tomorrow, we got to keep working on our tefillah. And that's what I'm talking about here. Learn about tefillah. One, ideas about tefillah in general. Number two, Parashim. A great book for this is Praying the Fire. Praying the Fire is a very small book. You leave it in your tefillah bag. Every day before davening, you read 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes, it takes 2 minutes. Read one page of Praying with Fire. That's constant chizuk. That's why in that book itself, I think it does the whole year twice or something like that. Every 90 days or 180 days. Because we need constant chizuk in our tefillah. Okay, so it's very, very important. Because they say that one way to check yourself, how your Avodas Hashem is doing, is how you're davening. Somebody who either doesn't daven, comes very late to davening, doesn't have no kavana. Want to check yourself how you're doing in your Avodas Hashem? One way, not the only way, is to check your tefillah. Okay, so that's why tip number four is to learn. I'm going to add it constantly. Constantly learn about tefillah. Okay, tip number five. This is a very short one. Ready for this one? Change your sitter. Okay. This is such an amazing one. Okay, I've tried this myself. I have in my home bunch of sidurim, you know, you collect over the years. What I do is every couple of months, I will take my sitter out of my tefillin and I'll put in a new sitter. I'm telling you, you do this, it's refreshing. It's a new format. It's a different type of sitter. I'm telling you, try this, it will change your tefillah. I had the same sitter for my bar mitzvah, which probably all of you do, until, I don't know, for like 10 years. Not 10 years, from 13 to 23, same sitter. Okay, it's nice. On the one hand, you get used to your sitter, which is not a bad thing. But I'm telling you, at the same time, I believe I heard the Chavetz Chaim used to do this also. I believe I heard the Chavetz Chaim did this. That is, every month or so, every couple months, take out your sitter, put in a different sitter. So, you use sometimes the art scroll, you know, changes the fighting amount. You use the fighting amount, change the... You start changing your sitter, it gives like, it refreshes you. Refreshes you. Okay, try it. Try it at home. Okay? Try it. Very good. Okay. But try it. What?
Very inspirational.
Okay, here we go. Number six.
Is that Pasha with the Zohar in this room?
With the odor?
Yeah,
we gotta get a new roof.
You gotta open the window. Okay, here we go.
No, we had a pre-share on the porch or something.
Number six, here we go. And that is Davin slowly. Davin slowly.
You're a hit.
Davin slowly. Okay? The faster we daven, most times, the faster we daven, the less kavana that we have. Okay, I want to put this in big parentheses, that there are certain people who, because they really can't focus, they daven much more quickly, and that's actually a good thing. Because for those people, if you spend more time trying to daven slowly, in your head, or you're thinking about so many things, you're actually not going to be able to focus. So there are some people, and this is not all the time, could be once in a while you feel this for yourself, that, you know, today's the day I'm just like not 100% in the zone, I'm going to daven quickly, to daven, keep the pace, and move. But I'll say in general, the slower we daven, the better. The halacha even says, it's better to say fewer things in tefillah with kavana than to say everything without kavana. Therefore, I want to encourage you starting tomorrow, or even not Minchar Marv, there's so little that we say anyways, you say the whole thing. But for Shacharis, I would encourage you tomorrow to start with this. And that is, first of all, show up on time. But second of all, that is to start cutting out, if I could say this, cut out parts of your tefillah. Cut out parts of your tefillah. So in your Pesukei Dezimra, let's say, you'll say, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Ishtabach. Imagine you spent 5 minutes saying Ashrei tomorrow. Telling you, you read every single line slowly, understand what you're saying. I'm not saying here that every day you have to spend 5 minutes on Ashrei, but at least start appreciating the tefillah. Start getting to know the tefillah. Okay? Once you become acquainted with it, now I add on one of the halukas. And on haluka, slowly. Same thing as Shmona Esrei. You know, we rush to Shmona Esrei, 3 minutes, boom, done. Stop. Slow. Start with one bracha. First bracha, just say it slowly. Baruch Ata Hashem. In those three words, you can spend hours. What does the word baruch mean? Ata. You know what it means, ata? You're literally standing in front of ata. You're pointing to God. Crazy. And you're saying Hashem's name.
You speak to the Rosh Hashiva like that?
Exactly. Yod Kei Vav Kei. You're saying Hashem's name. What does Yod Kei Vav Kei mean as opposed to Elohim? As opposed to Shakai? Interesting. Hashem has different names. What does that mean? Try to understand. Slowly. So we spend time. Davening slowly, it allows us to understand tefillah much better. Tip number six. Number seven.
Now this is kind of cheating.
No, stop.
But number seven is daven for kavan.
Wow.
Meaning, these are all practical ways to work on kavana. But guess what? Hashem would love to be daven with kavana.
So what if you turn to God and say, hey, Hashem, help me with kavana. So part of our tefillah should be, Hashem, I want to daven to you. Please help me daven with kavana. Because kavana is very, very difficult. My mind is always wandering. My mind is always thinking about lunch. My mind is always thinking about other things. Please give me the opportunity to daven with kavana.
Okay, that is tip number 7, number 8. Here we go. This is
probably, I can't say most important, but they're all important.
Okay, this is following. Okay, that's a good way. We'll get that. Put that on the list. Don't. I'll say in the positive. Come early. Come early to daven.
Okay. Share with you the following. It is nearly impossible, to have proper kavanah if you rush into daven. If you are late to daven, no matter if it's mincha or shacharis, it's impossible to have proper kavanah because you know you're rushing in, you're already late, wrapping your tefillin, you're catching up, you're not. Or especially mincha, right? Mincha shomer esrei is after a minute. So you come to mincha, it's come early to davening. And I want to share with you something that I try to do. I'm not perfect at this. I try to do this. Is that if a minyan is called? Try this. If a minyan is called for X time, okay? In your mind, tell yourself that the minyan actually starts 2 minutes earlier. So for example, if let's say Marv here, wait, Marv now at the end of the afternoon here. Let's say Mincha. Well, Mincha's a little hard. Mincha, let's say Mincha. Okay, Mincha's at 1:02 actually, right? Mincha, I think, believe officially starts at 1:02. So you come here at 1 o'clock. Come here at 1 o'clock. And you know what you do? Crazy thing. I try that sometimes. You'll see me sometimes doing this. Just sit. Sit in the place you're about to daven. You can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things at that time. You can sit and close your eyes. You can sit and just open your sitter and look at what you're about to say. I sometimes like to say the following. I'll sit for 2 minutes before, and I'll close my eyes and I'll say, I'm about to stand before the Creator of the world. And I'll repeat that over and over again. I'm about to stand before the Creator of the world. And then, you hear the chazan say, Ashi, open your eyes, and like you're boom, you're ready to go. Okay? I'm about to stand before the Creator of the world. You can say whatever. I made that up myself. You can say whatever you want.
Meditation.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's just getting in the mindset. I'm telling you, this will change your davening. Come a minute, even a minute early. Come a minute early. It'll change your whole davening. But anytime for the rest of your lives, when they say mincha, they say shachar at X time, have in your mind that's not when. That's when the words of tefillah start. That's not when your tefillah starts. Your tefillah starts a minute or two earlier. You're 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you want. At least start with a minute and try that. Try it today. Try it tomorrow. Come. I mean, now, habitsy for shacharis, truthfully, like we've said, Shmona Esrei is the pinnacle. So it happens to be that really, in shacharis, we have all the time of Pesukei Zirma, Berachos Kriyas Shema leading up. So that really is that is our. But there are people who do that even. Right? We know that the Mishnah Berachos tells us that the Hasidim Harishonim, the great pious individuals, you know what they used to do? They used to spend an hour. It says an hour before davening, preparing, and an hour after davening. Crazy.
Wow,
and then they're davening. Okay, so we don't have to do that. The idea is a person needs to take it slowly and prepare. So that is tip number 8 is to come early and sit. Okay? Off your phone, not talking to anyone, and just go try it today. Try it today for a minute. See if it works for you. Okay? That is tip number 8. Okay. Tip number 9. Okay? This is, we already learned this. This is halacha.
Is same makom.
Wow.
Or shul. Okay? Now, say it like this. When you get older, so depending on your situation, sometimes you can't always dive in the same shul every single day for every single minute. Right?
One day you have to catch a train at this time, another day you bring your kids to school, so, and especially mincha. If you work, sometimes you have the same mincha every single day, but sometimes not. Okay? It's important that you try to find the same place to daven for some part of your week. Oftentimes it's Shabbos. I once heard a Rebbe say, if even an entire week you're davening Shabbos, at least Shabbos, spend all tefillos, nighttime, and daytime in the same shul. It keeps a certain focus. Like, this is my makom, this is my shul, and you feel connected to that place. Exactly. So here, even in the basement or upstairs, find your makom and just stay there and learn there and daven there. Okay? So same makom, same shul. Okay, that's the time, that's the halacha where he tells us this. That's called makom kavua. That's why you have the idea of makom kavua. You have your set place to daven. Day after day, same, the same place. Okay. And finally, number 10. Number 10.
That is
change.
Well, number 10 is
Don't forget to see
things. No, we can do more. Personal notes.
Ooh.
And sitter. Okay? This, to me, is so critical. It's so critical. Okay?
I've done this myself, I think, since my Shana Aleph. Okay? And that was, whether it's you hear a great idea about a certain part of davening, a Shmoneh Esrei, Sukkot Nezirim, you hear something great, and you say, you know what, actually I want to remember that when I daven. Take out a pencil, take out your sitter, and you write in the side of your sitter a note. Okay? I personally also have little post-it notes that I put in my sitter, in different parts of my sitter to remind me of certain things. Or, if I have personal things I want to ask for, so I write down on this list, once a month I look it over, to change or add things, and I have it, what do I want to daven for? Right? It makes your tefillah personal. Make your sitter like a sefer. That's what it should be. Your own sefer. You know, like in your gemara, you take notes, you annotate, you add work. That's what your sitter should become. Your sitter should become a sefer. Take notes, post-it notes, different things. And then it makes it much more personal. These are much more personal. And then therefore, when you come to tefillah, you're coming to your sitter. Like we said before, you change your sitter once in a while. You have your sitter, you have your notes, you have your highlights. I also did that myself. I take a highlighter and I highlight certain words, I highlight certain phrases to remember. On the bottom of the art school sitter, it has also some ideas in the bottom. So if you see a good one, underline it or highlight it. Make your sitter like a sefer. Right? There should be ripped pages. You should have to tape it. There should be pencil marks all over it. Make it yours. Okay? So these are 10 tips. There are probably 1,000 more we can add to this. These are at least 10 right here. Start with one. You don't do all 10 every single day. Start with one. Pick one tip. And if you have your own, do your own. At least try something so we can work on Kavanah and Tefillah. It is so critical to daven with Kavanah. As we said, that is, take a picture, that is the main point of davening. It's to daven with our hearts. As the Gemara tells us, Rachamana, which means Hashem of the Torah, leave a bite. Hashem wants our hearts. Bite, need. Hashem wants our leave, our hate, our leave. Hashem wants our hearts. So if we're just going to rush through davening the next 80 years of our lives, it's silly. Like we started with, you go to Shemayim and Hashem babbles with you like this. Ugh. You say, Hashem, I can't understand you. He says, because that's when you spoke to me for 100 years. That's how Hashem, that's you spoke to me. I heard it from another Rebbe here. Can't take credit for that. But that is so critical to make sure that we start davening with Kavanah. And this, as we'll finish with, as the Gemara says, Brachos Abba HaMizaveh, the tefillah is something that needs constant chizuk. Even if you are inspired today to have Kavanah, that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to be inspired tomorrow. Okay, so make sure that we constantly work on it. Constantly have that book that you're looking at, Praying with Fire, any book. You should learn all the time, every day, a little bit on tefillah. To make sure we're constantly working on our tefillah.